Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This weekend in Houston, World Fest Houston International Independent Film Festival makes its 52nd return to the Bayou City. And among the movies they're going to be screening is one called East Texas Oil, starring Kevin Sorbo. You remember him from Hercules, and his wife, Sam Sorbo, and a great cast. I'm delighted to have Kevin Sorbo on the phone with us. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, good morning. And actually, the title is Miracle in East Texas.
There we go. At one point, was it East Texas Oil?
It was. You are correct.
Yeah.
And we changed the title, but that's kind of normal. That happens pretty much all the time.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. You had actually gone to Twitter and started asking fans what they should call this movie. And did you get the new name for the movie, Miracle in East Texas, from Twitter?
Yeah, it really came off a number of different titles we had for it, and that one seemed to ring the bell with most people. And I'm kind of doing the same thing right now with the poster. We've got three different posters going out there right now, and it's been interesting. Two of them are leading the pack big time over the third one, so we're just dodging the third one, and we're seeing what will happen with the top two ones.
Now, your wife, Sam Sorbo, who people may have seen on Chicago Hope and some other things, she did modeling in the past, she was supposed to join us, and she was actually my contact throughout this whole setting up of the interview. And, you know, I have Hercules on this line, and I had the line ready. I have Hercules over there. But it's debatable who's the real Hercules in that family, Kevin. I'm thinking, I mean, as a guy who's been married 20-something years, you know, I'm thinking that perhaps she wears the pants.
Well, you know, she does all the homeschooling. I take care of the physical education part of it. So there you go.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing about you. You know, your success as Hercules. We'll get to the movie in a second, but your success as Hercules, being 6'3", and I forget, you know, your weight and all that, but you know, you were a buff dude. Did you actually make yourself that way with weights and stuff, or did you come that way?
No, I've always worked out. I was a football, basketball guy through high school and college. I've always loved working out. And when I got the role, I was around 220, and I had 3 months before we actually started. So I put another 10 pounds of weight on. I got back to my college days at 230. And, you know, I thought it was kind of funny at first when they asked me about the role, to audition for the role. I sort of laughed, and I said, you know what, guys, I'm in good shape. I'm a decent-sized guy, but I'm not like – you know, some 300-pound, you know, steroid no-neck dude. And they said, no. What they're looking for, they want something completely different. And, of course, the show was completely different. They wanted somebody that was more of an NFL quarterback-sized guy or decathlete-sized guy. So, you know, I went and ended up getting the role after 2,800 different actors auditioned for the role after 7 auditions. I was the lucky one to get it. And we went on to become the most watched TV show in the world. So it's pretty cool to be part of something like that.
And a superhero that was one of the few that didn't come from a comic book, correct?
Yeah, that's true. And that kicked off my second series, Andromeda. I'm a big Gene Roddenberry fan. Andromeda I did for 5 years, and that show did very well. It was the number one show in first-run syndication in America, and it was the first show Gene Roddenberry created after the original Star Trek series. He wrote it way back in 1969, so I had a nice 12-year run between those two, but since then I've shot over 60 movies. I've been pretty busy the last 15 years.
You are a busy guy, and that had to be did you work with Roddenberry yourself? Did you work with him?
Well, no, I never got a chance to meet Gene. He passed away in like 1992, I believe it was, but his widow, Mabel Roddenberry, was the one who called me up in the end of Hercules' last series in 1999-2000, and said, my husband would have loved you being Captain Dylan Hunt. And I said, stop right there. I'm in, because I'm a huge fan of the original series. So I was there.
That's fantastic. And Kevin Sorbo with us on the phone. You know, man to man, I have to tell you that, you know, I'm a guy who enjoys physical fitness myself. And I look at you and I go, you know, that guy, you don't have a bodybuilder type look to you. It's a lean, like you say, a long and lean and cut look, which means your diet must be pretty strict. Do you still keep a strict diet?
You know, I do. I got a sweet tooth. That's probably my biggest downfall. I mean, I'm 20 years older since the Hercules years, so if they want to bring it back, they're gonna have to age me up and let me play Zeus. But no, I still work out every day, you know, and I'm a meat kind of guy. I love protein. So on Hercules, I only had carbs in the morning, whether it was pancakes or French toast. That was the only time. The rest of my 6-7 meals were smaller meals during the day that were always meat.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, man. And you know, carbs are delicious. That's the problem.
Yeah, people, no question.
People want their pizza and all that. So Kevin Sorbo in town this weekend for the World Fest International Independent Film Festival. You're coming to town with your wife. You are going to be eating some here in Texas, hopefully, because we do, you know, Tex-Mex right and steakhouses galore. You'll love that. So tell us about Miracle in East Texas. Where was the genesis of this idea, first of all, and give us a kind of a perspective, an overview of what this is all about?
Well, my last movie that I directed that came out last year in theaters was called Let There Be Light, and that was co-written by my wife Sam and Dan Gordon. Dan Gordon is an Academy Award nominated writer. He wrote The Hurricane for Denzel Washington, wrote White Earp, Kevin Costner, but he's also a showrunner for The Highway to Heaven, the Michael Landon TV series. He wrote 60 of those episodes, and he wrote this script, Miracle in East Texas. He wrote it originally for Robert Redford and Paul Newman 30 years ago.
Wow.
And Redford didn't want to do it, and Newman loved it, but it never happened. And because of my relationship with Dan, he brought it to me, and I said, I love this. It's just, it is so great. It's a comedy. It's loosely got a faith element to it, sort of like in the vein of Blindside. It's a true story set in 1930 about two con men, played by myself, and the other one is John Ratzenberger. And everybody knows John from all the Pixar movies and, of course, fame off of
Cheers.
Playing Cheers, of course. The postman. And I did a movie with him years ago called What If, which I hope people will check out. It's a wonderful movie. That's the same writers that did my other movie, God's Not Dead. And it's about these two con men that would woo widows out of their money on fake oil wells all through Oklahoma and Texas.
This is,
well, what happened?
Let me stop you. If I can stop you for just a second. This is a wonderful thing for people in Texas and Oklahoma to see, especially being the hub, the petrochemical hub. A lot of people in the oil business that I'm sure would be interested in seeing what actually happened in the early stages of oil wells and that. I mean, this is history, right?
Oh, there's no question. It's a true story. And, It's an interesting little bit of history of the largest oil find in the history of the world being found at that time by these two guys. So it's a very funny, it's very enjoyable. Lou Gossett Jr. is in there as well.
And I love him in anything he does.
Yeah, he's great. And he is he sets the stage and narrates throughout, but he's at the very beginning when he goes back and retells the story of what he remembers as an 8-year-old boy during that time. And we have Tyler Mane in it. Tyler Mane is very famous to the WWF crowd out there.
Yes.
6'9", big guy that was in all the X-Men movies as well. So we got a very good cast. I had a wonderful local cast up there in Canada. We shot in Calgary, and I know you're going, what, Calgary? How can that possibly be East Texas?
That was that was my next question.
Okay. We got a bigger tax credit up there, and we also have a much more powerful dollar. So the U.S. dollar goes a long way. But let me come. I'm going to defend this. If you look east, you're looking at the Rocky Mountains. But if you look west, you're looking at East Texas, because in that same location, they shot Unforgiven, Clint Eastwood's movie. They shot Open Range with Kevin Costner. And they shot the other one with, oh my God, Revenant, that was a big hit that won the Academy Award for Best Picture. So there's some wonderful locations up there that people should check out. Oh, they shot Lonesome Dove up there as well.
Wow. So, yeah, I understand the magic of movie making. You can actually create scenes with just a minimal amount, I'm sure, of real estate that looks similar to what you want. You know, I've been out to the Permian Basin in West Texas, and, you know, it's desert. I mean, it's wide open. So this must have been wide open spaces for miles.
It is. And on top of the fact, that's a pretty big oil area for Calgary as well. I mean, they have a big history of oil up there, just like we do down here. So it fit the bill perfectly, and the people were great. The crew was fantastic. The movie looks amazing, and this is the premiere for it at this film fest. And then we got one in Orlando and one in Toronto and a couple pending. And we're hoping to get this out in theaters by late fall, early winter this year.
And it's going to screen Saturday here in Houston at World Fest, right? That's where people will see it for the first time.
Yes, exactly. They can check it out there, and I hope they get out there and give it a good support, because, like I said, it's a wonderful movie. It's got a great message in it, and it's going to be good fun. I think people will really enjoy the movie. I love this story. I read it, fell in love with it right away. So we got to make this movie, and we're very fortunate to meet the people that we met. That jumped on board along with us, that funded this, and I tell you, it's going to be a good ride. I think people enjoy it. It's actually on April 6th at 7 p.m. at the Cinemark Theater. The Cinemark Theater at 310 Memorial City Way there in Houston.
Very good. Now, Miracle in East Texas, it's going to, you can see it on the 5th here, on the Monday. And you mentioned that there's a message.
No, it's the 6th, April, it's Saturday the 6th.
Oh, sorry. Okay. People will see it soon. But you mentioned that there's a positive message a la Blindside in this movie about, you know, two con men trying to sell dry oil wells to people that hit. Tell me a little bit about that, because in your life, what made you decide to do this, and does it have anything to do with the struggles that you faced in your life shortly after, you know, meeting your wife at the time, Sam Jenkins? Now, of course, you know, Sam Sorbo, but when you met her, you had a physical ailment in your, I think it was your shoulder, you said, and you wind up being blood clots, etc. Did something change you through that experience?
Yeah, you know, it was. I'll actually be there signing my book. My book is called True Strength, so I will be on the lobby of the theater there, and people can come by and check it out. I had all kinds of problems with my left arm during the 5th season of Hercules, and I just figured it was because I was doing all the stunts because I wanted to. My ego said that I could.
Yes.
But it ended up being an aneurysm in my upper shoulder, in the left subclavicle, and it had been spitting up blood clots into my arm, cutting off the blood flow into my hand. And I had ended up being an aneurysm that opened up completely, sending hundreds of clots into my arm, but three clots made their way into my brain. I suffered three strokes.
Oh, my goodness.
So I spent the next 3 years, pretty much the next 2 years were the most brutal. The third year, the acceleration of recovery happened much quicker, but it took 3 full years to feel normal, for lack of a better word. And I ended up writing a book on it called True Strength, My Journey from Hercules to Mere Mortal. And it's a pretty good read. It's a fun read. It's a positive read about roadblocks in life. There's some great little stories in there and anecdotes. And it's not a depressing story. It's all about, hey, we're all going to hit a roadblock. What are we going to do when we hit the roadblock? How are you going to react to that? And I title it True Strength because on Hercules, I had a bunch of stunt guys making me look like a stud. In reality, they probably all could have beat me up. But we all have to find our own true strength in life to get through it. And life was never promised to be easy or anything. So, you know, how are you going to react to that? And for me, I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot more about my faith, because I've always had faith in my life. I've always been a Christian, but I never needed faith until this thing happened to me. And so, you know, what do you do when something like this happens? And I love this movie because it has a very positive message in there for both of our characters, John Ratzenberger's and mine, where the story, you know, leads to a place where we got to find redemption within ourselves instead of being these two-bit crooks.
I love this. I love it. And the other thing I wanted to mention is the fact that you met your wife on the set of Hercules, and you fell instantly in love with her. And the reason I bring it up is because I had a similar experience. Not everybody does, but I do believe in love at first sight. And tell us just a little bit about that and how you knew that Sam was going to be your wife.
Well, you know, on the series Hercules, if you guys are fans of it, and trust me, it's still out there. It's still in 60 countries. You can watch it on HNI cable here in America. It was interesting for me to to every 2 weeks they sent down a really pretty girl for me to work with. So it was a great dating
tough
service.
Tough life.
But when Sam came down, it was sort of a different thing, and it hit really quite quickly. And I managed to kind of talk her into a date. Initially, she said, look, I don't date actors, and I certainly don't date guys with long hair. But I said, well, I'm making a pretty good living with long hair right now, I told her. I talked her into a date, and on our very first date, she gets in my car, and I got country music on.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, you like country music? I go, well, it's the only country music station in all of New Zealand. By the way, I shot the series for 7 years all in New Zealand, so people know that. And so we went to dinner. We start talking. She goes, wait a minute, are you conservative? I am a conservative, yes. Oh, what? And then I said, wait, are you Christian? I said, I'm Christian. She goes, wow, Christian, conservative, and you like country music. That's the three C's. I think I'm in love with you.
That's wonderful. And you each said that you wanted to have two boys and a girl. And that's exactly.
We did.
And that's what she wanted, right?
Yeah. It's true. It's weird to know that. I mean, I've known since I was 16. Don't ask me why. I've known since my high school days I was going to have three kids, boy, girl, in that order. When I told her that, she said, that's what I'm going to have. And what do we have? Boy, girl.
That is
so there
amazing.
You go.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
She's also a Duke grad. So I have to ask you, so how was the weekend at your house at the with the NCAA? Did she care?
You know what? She could care less. I could care. I'm the one who's I'm a big fan of hoops. I played in three city leagues in LA before I even got Hercules. So I met Coach K back in 1998, when I was still doing Hercules. I got invited to the Jimmy V golf tournament down in Raleigh-Durham. I go to it. Coach K walks up to me and says, Kevin Sorbo, Coach K. I said, Coach, I know who you are. And he said, I'm a big fan of you. And I said, I'm a big fan of you. And I said, my wife went to Duke. Sam, come here. And so I introduced him. I said, Sam, go ahead and tell him. And he looks at me like with a question on his face. She looks at me with a really evil eye. And I said, he says, tell me what? Because she didn't say a thing. Coach, she went to Duke and never saw a basketball game.
I'm sure he loved that.
And he said, how is that possible? And she says, well, I was a biochemical engineering major. And he goes, oh, okay, you lived in the library. I forgive you.
Oh, yeah. You can totally tell that she is the brains of the operation, I'm quite sure.
No, there's no question. I went to college to play sports and just have a good time. She went to college for a real reason.
Well, listen, don't knock it. You've done well, and you're a good man, a good father, and you're making great movies, entertaining people all around the world, writing books. I mean, what else is there? Kevin Sorbo, he has got his new movie, Miracle in East Texas, at the World Fest Houston International Independent Film Festival this weekend in Houston, and I'm sure this movie's going to be around for a while. I cannot wait to see it. About Texas oil. I mean, who doesn't want to see that here in the Houston area? That's all I'm saying. It's been great speaking to you, man.
Thank you so much. And Tom, please come on out. It's set in 1930. It's a true story. It's wonderful. On top of that, I got four more movies coming out this year. So you and I got to do some talking later.
I cannot wait. Thank you, Kevin Sorbo.
All right.
See
Appreciate
you, man.
It.
All right. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.